The relationship between the federal and state governments have changed dramatically over the past 18 months. For most Australians, the pandemic has served as a sharp reminder of just how much power the states and territories wield. Evan Wallace asked Bill Brown, a senior researcher at the Australia Institute, an independent think tank based in Canberra, whether the Federation risks becoming further divided.
That risk certainly exists. And I think it's extremely important that the Commonwealth government acts to unite the country and reduce the risk of that happening. The Prime Minister has a real opportunity to reduce the dangers of parochialism by clearly being the Prime Minister for all Australia.
Talk about states working together and the Federation working together largely as well too. How much do you think states rely on cooperation and coordination with one another to truly exert their power and influence? We talked earlier about the temptation for states to go it alone, but when thinking about their current participation within National Cabinet and where we find ourselves in 2021, how much do you believe that they rely on one another to really influence what power they may have?
One really nice thing we've seen out of the pandemic response is states learning from one another. People have pointed out that in the current response to the recent outbreak, Victoria has adopted New South Wales' test and trace system, and New South Wales has adopted Victoria's lockdown model. By having this laboratories of democracy model, as it's sometimes called, states can learn from each other's response and improve their own response. There's also a question about how states can coordinate with one another. And we've certainly seen state premiers draw strength from the fact that other premiers are taking similar or the same approaches as them. It would have been a lot harder for Western Australia to continue with its lockdowns if it didn't have other state lockdowns to point to as well.
In your paper, you talk about the potential for states to take leadership roles in other areas beyond just the pandemic. And in particular, there's a bit of a focus on climate change. How do you see this playing out?
It's really striking that even before the pandemic, the states were taking the lead on emissions reductions targets, with every state and territory having a net zero by 2050 or better target. This is a bit of a challenge to the way we think about electoral politics. Normally, we think that politicians respond to the different demands of their electorate. But the Commonwealth government is elected from the same electorates as all state and territory governments put together. And yet we don't see the Commonwealth government adopting the same net zero by 2050 target that's now ubiquitous across the states and territories. So this is a really interesting model, not just because climate change, traditionally considered a federal issue, is being led by the states, but also because it shows that there's a special property of state and territory governments that isn't found, at least at the moment, among the Commonwealth government. The states have a real opportunity to lead the climate response because of their role in the energy sector in particular, but it goes beyond that as well.
Bill, is there evidence that Australians would like to see states doing more on these significant policy areas, perhaps drawing upon receptiveness to how the states have managed their own pandemic response? Do you think there's evidence that Australians would like to see states doing more on big national or international issues such as climate change?
It's a little difficult to say because, unfortunately, the pandemic still has some time to run, and it's not quite clear what's going to come out at the end of it. But so far, I think the states do have a popular authority from having made decisions that the public generally supports. And that's been substantiated by some of the Australia Institute's polling research, which has found support for state lockdowns, even among people outside of the state that's imposed the lockdown. Whether the premiers and chief ministers seize that moment remains to be seen, but the opportunity is certainly there for them.
The Australia Institute's Bill Brown speaking there with Evan Wallace.